Please pray with me. Living God, we give you thanks for this Christmas Eve. Shed light into our lives for the days ahead, not just tonight and tomorrow, but for each day of our lives. Amen. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with the figure of King Herod. Maybe because he's the epitome of a paranoid person who uses his power to protect what he sees as his, no matter the consequences to others. Perhaps it is because he lets his fears grow and multiply and overwhelm what is good in him. His fear gives him a devious, demonic wisdom. Perhaps it's because the light of the star, as interpreted through the Magi, has no power to change him, to bring him around, to convert him, to change his life toward good. He is the polar opposite of the Magi, whose wisdom guides them not to destroy, but to follow, discover, and worship with joy. So why talk about King Herod on Christmas Eve? Because his spirit is still alive in this world, though all his scheming failed to win him the security he sought when he was alive. Where is this spirit alive? In those individuals and systems who use their political and military power to squash people whose only desire is to live in peace, with enough food and housing and education and space and security to make a decent life for themselves, to share with others, to make the world a better place. It's in those whose ambition is to amass wealth beyond imagining for their own sense of security, no matter the consequences to the earth or to their neighbors. It's in those of every faith whose religious convictions lead them to try to rid the world of other religious traditions, or of those who think differently about scriptures, theology, how to daily live their faith into the world. And if we are honest, his spirit still lives in us, because each one of us carries the residue of old shame or guilt, anger or resentment, selfishness, self-seeking. We too can be anxious and afraid to the point of losing perspective. We too tend to protect what we have, because the fear of losing what we have is almost like the fear that we feel when we're dying. Losing what one has is a form of dying that is scary. And we tend to avoid dying and death as long as we can. And we talk about Herod on the very eve of Christmas because the Christmas narrative cannot be divorced from its ancient and yet so contemporary political and social and religious context. We might as well try to separate body from soul, or the sun from its light, or a meadow from its flora and fauna, or a city from its inhabitants. Politics and spirituality, church and state, life and death, fear and joy, holiness and its opposite, wealth and poverty. It's all interwoven, all connected, inseparable. And God's light, God's wisdom and truth came into the world. And that light, that life could not be stopped from appearing. And it permeates all of existence. But we do not talk only about the Herod who was and the spirit of Herod alive today. The spirit of the Magi, the wise astrologers from the East, is also alive today. That spirit of sanity, of seeing beyond the surface appearance, of contemplation, of compassion and wisdom, lives today as well. It lives in those who use their power and resources to lift up their fellow human beings, to heal, to feel, to feed, to educate, to make peace. It lives in those who refuse to worship the false gods of our age, the false gods of security and wealth, power, self-advantage, even of beauty itself. And the way things have always been done. It lives in those who refuse to worship those false gods, but who instead insist on worshiping the God who is beyond our power to box in and control and fully describe. That spirit is alive whenever we look our fears dead in the eye and refuse to be cowed by them or impelled by them to take harmful and destructive actions. That spirit is alive whenever we overcome our reptilian brain's command to lash out at others out of spite and defensiveness. That spirit is alive whenever we decide to turn our lives around from the ways of destructiveness, or perhaps just from boredom, and take steps toward a different kind of life. And that spirit is alive whenever we are able to see that which is beautiful and worthwhile, though easily overlooked in the busyness of everyday life. A newly written poem for the season of Advent and Christmas, newly written by a Canadian friend of mine, demonstrates that spirit of the Magi. Remember, each day is a holy holiday. Holy day, holiday, same word. Remember, each day is a holy day, a place to recall presence. No day is more special than the other, but you can breathe into each day differently. Remember the simple things, a deep breath into all your cells, the gorgeous limb of one branch, a place of connection between a friend or a stranger. The art of life comes to you every day, unfolding from its skin, and asks for a greeting. Welcome the unexpected, and have compassion on the expected. Live with bold colors from a place of still silence. Come back to quiet. May the inside of your body be a Zen garden. Here's a good sentence for this time of year. Nap daily, for sleep is the sustenance of surrender. Remember, beauty walks before you. Now just walk. Incremental steps, even backward steps, towards wonder. No, you will not get everything done, said, written, wrapped, made, or thought of. Celebrate incompletion, and know that can be enough. It is all about cracks of opening into heart, body, and soul, and mind. Make peace with the cracks and the interruptions, for they are echoes of the divine. Greet the ordinary with fresh eyes. Here is the fragrance of a day set apart. Know you are held in a wider embrace. Let the natural world hold you and give in to the weather. Here you are called back to release. Bear beauty on the back of December and lend yourself to rest. Rest. Please. Sip small beginnings of calling yourself and those around you to the juice of joy. And drink from your own deep well, and spill when necessary. I think that the Magi, the wise men, desired the way of wisdom and of God above all else. They looked outside of themselves and within themselves with the intention of making the way straight for the Lord, and they followed the light that they were given. To the devious King Herod, they may have appeared as idealistic, gullible naives. He decided to use them as pawns in his fear-filled and bloody plot. But they were more knowing than he could imagine. They continued to look outward and inward, following the light that was given to them as they sought it. And they were given the gift of perception through their dreams. Thus they avoided being part of Herod's agenda for them. Off they went on another road, which is a direction derived from their knowledge of both political realities and spiritual insights, and a road that we, when we follow the light, often travel. The spirit of the Magi is alive today. We know where Herod lives in the larger world. We know where Herod lives within each one of us. But, knowing that, we still dare to seek light anyway, you and I, because we know that the spirit of the Magi sends us on the way towards the Christ child, the light-filled wisdom of God become flesh. May it be so tonight, tomorrow, and every day. Amen.